Gabriel, Gabrielle, Jupiter. I use the pronouns he, they. And the story I want to tell you is about movement. So I'll start by telling you my story with movement starts with me being paralyzed for 4 hours on the ground. My best friend is right there. She came and saved me. And this was a very hard moment for me because I knew it was coming. I had been feeling not comfortable in both my body, but also the work that I was doing. I was working at a restaurant. I was on my feet a lot, and I could feel this tension in my body, and I chose to ignore it. So it built and it built, and then one day, a series of unfortunate events happened. I woke up and my power was out. And because my power was out, my phone hadn't charged. So it was on about 4% or something like that. So I was like, you know what? Let me go to a coffee shop. Let me charge my phone and do some work. And this was supposed to be my moment where I started actually doing work. I had been putting that off as well. I wanted to start my own business and do marketing and digital media. And I was like, this is my moment. I'm being forced to go to this coffee shop. So I start to leave my house and I feel this pressure crawl up my back when my foot hit the first step. And I felt this pain before and I knew it was something that had to do with my back. So I went back inside and I made the wrong mistake of trying to sit on my couch, which is very soft. And I sunk into it. And when I sunk into it, there was this moment that I believe is the catalyst that pretty much changed my life, where my whole body started to tense up and I couldn't breathe. And the pain was so bad that it took my breath away, so I couldn't scream. And as I'm sinking into the couch, I had this feeling that I need to move. I need to get up, or else I was either going to black out or something was going to happen. And I felt this pressure. And I took all of my strength, but I rolled off the couch. And I ended up on the floor, and I kind of laughed. And I thought about that because I felt trapped in my body. And it wasn't the first time I felt trapped in my body. I felt trapped in my body at the age of 8 when I was diagnosed with alopecia. And the doctor said, there is no cure. I felt trapped in my body in college when a friend of mine didn't hear me say no the first time, or the second time, or the third time, until I was fighting. And so I'm laying on the ground this time, and I thought to myself, this is supposed to be my moment when I'm free. What if I never walk again? What if I never move again? How do I want to live my life after this? So I started daily stretching. My friend found me on the floor. We went to the hospital. I knew it was some pinched nerves. I knew I needed to stretch. I knew I needed to move. I knew I needed to get rid of these burdens. So I started taking up daily stretching. And the more I stretched, the better I felt, the more comfortable I felt in my body, and the more comfortable I felt in my energy. And I'm a big believer in energy, a big believer in how we move and how it connects us all. And so one day I'm moving, and my friend is sitting there again at my table, and I'm just sitting, standing in the back, and I'm dancing around, just moving, and I unlock my throat chakra. It is this holy moment where it felt like black smoke just billowed out of my mouth, and I got a strong vision of my little sister. And so I text my little sister. Well, I text the family group chat, and I said, hey, is my little sister okay? Our little sister. And I said, I had this experience, and it felt like this black smoke creeped out of my mouth, and it reminded me of my little sister, what's going on? And at this moment, my brother sends a message in the group chat, and he says, the TV behind me just exploded, and this black smoke just billowed out. And I pause, and I said, these things are connected. I know they're connected. But I believe in threes, and I believe that the universe is going to show us these threes. So as that night comes to a close, and they go and check on my sister, my carpet catches on fire, and this black smoke billows out. In that time, I found out that my little sister has tried to self-harm and had tried to commit suicide. and she's 12 years old. And I think about being free and dancing and moving and the ability for us to connect to our energy and then be able to hear and connect to our family members who are miles away, but somehow we're all still connected. And so since this is about movement and this lab is called Movement, I'll end with this. I like to climb with a friend of mine, and his name is Opie. You might have heard him here. And I say this because he throws himself up the wall. That's how he describes it. My friend Sophia says, Gabe, when you climb up the wall, it's very delicate. And I say, because I'm not climbing up the wall, I'm dancing because I'm free. Thank you.